50 KBMW.
Sure is. Good morning. Sunshine, 62 degrees where we're at right now. Been a busy morning. We've been talking with a lot of people, and saved the best for last. Joanna and Carla stopping in from Valley Lake Boys Home. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having us.
Oh, and congratulations, too. I gotta say that. 50 years. We were just talking about it. 50 years of Valley Lake Boys Home. And how busy has it been here getting ready for this event?
It has been extremely busy. Of course, we're procrastinators like everybody else. And everybody, we get things done under the gun.
Yeah.
We've known it's been coming, but it's really incredible to think about the number of kids that have come through the doors in the last 50 years is amazing. I mean, there's been about 2,500 to 3,000 kids that we've met.
Wow.
Yep.
That is incredible. Joanna, when you're putting all this together and seeing it from start to finish, are you just amazed at from the humble beginnings to where you are now?
It really is. I was putting together a slideshow, and so I was looking at old slides and digitizing them. They used to have cows at Valley Lake. And I had heard that, but I had never seen a picture of it before until I was doing this slideshow. The boys work very hard outside of the building. They do a lot in the community. They take care of the grounds. So there's been a lot of really great kids and really hardworking kids, and you know, between Carla and I, we have over 50 years of experience there.
Wow. I was just going to ask, how long have you been out there?
I have been there since 1992, so over almost 33 years now. And Carla has been there more than 25 years, or close to 25 years.
25.
Wow. And she said she retired, but she's still with us and is our event coordinator. And which has been great because this is a big project and it's really fun looking back and seeing all the people. We have had emails from former residents. We had phone calls. It's been really great. And we hope to see a lot of them on Saturday.
So for people that don't know, people that may be under a rock, maybe moved in, listening to, what exactly is Valley Lake? If you can kind of thumbnail it for us,
it's
Carla.
It's a residential facility for boys ages 12 to 18 who maybe have trouble in the community, some legal trouble, maybe some mental health problems that, you know, disrupt their school, their education. So they come to us for probably in between 3 to 7 months, and they just get a little bit of structure. And I think a lot of times they realize that maybe at home it wasn't quite so bad.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of, you know, that they're really typical teenage boys.
Yeah.
They are. They've got, you know, like anybody's sons in the public school. They are just typical teenage boys that maybe have more problems that are seen more.
Right. And so you obviously you're passionate about what you do.
And it is. And it's been so fun. I've been sending out letters to former residents, and that has been so time consuming because then I Google them. Well, then sometimes, like one young man, I ended up calling his mother and talking to her, and he did pass away this summer, but he had said that his time at Valley Lake was the best time of his life.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a great comment.
It was. And his mother, she was just so appreciative of Valley Lake, that what we did do for him.
Absolutely. And have been doing for 50 years.
Yes.
That is amazing. And again, congratulations on that. Now, this all culminates with a great event that is happening Saturday. Tell us
a little bit about this.
Yes,
it is. Well, we're going to be in the parade, the Headwaters Parade that starts at 10 o'clock. We've got a float in there. And then from 1 until 5 o'clock, we are having an open house at Valley Lake. And we are serving to anybody that comes out beans and brats, chips and beverages, and then we do have some fun games for kids because we're hoping that former residents come out there with their families. And we've got some fun games, tattoos, and different events for the kids. And probably the biggest thing that our boys at the facility are excited about. We've got Dippin' Dots coming.
That would get me excited, definitely.
Yes, that we've got lots of flavors. I just talked to him this morning, and we've got lots of flavors of Dippin' Dots.
So the guys are wound up about this too, right? They're excited to be a part of this.
They really are. They're helping outside, and they've been doing a lot inside and outside. They will be giving tours. You hope their families come. We want to see old staff, old board members, community members. If you've never been out to Valley Lake, we really wish people would come out and see the facility. It's really beautiful.
All right. And again, take a tour. And if people have questions, if people want to know exactly what's going on there, too. The thing that amazes me about Valley Lake is your community outreach, too. You guys are so involved in the community. Is that like a cumulative effort over the years that's just gotten stronger and stronger?
I think so. I think people see us, you know, we'll do a lot of setups and takedowns for a lot of community and service groups for their, you know, fall dinners, spaghetti dinners, pancake breakfasts. We do a lot for the Lions, the Kiwanis, the Rotary. And we do fair cleanup. We clean up at the fair every morning. There's a lot of trash from the night before.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done a lot of things in the community. And I think that when people see that, they're very impressed with our boys. And then they may belong to another club that they ask us to help with.
Well, and what a great sense of community it is for them to really do the give back.
They really do feel that they're giving back, and they appreciate that. They say, wow, those people really thanked us. And then they may give them something, you know, maybe give them food or pop or pizza or something. And they said, why did they give us this? I'm like, because you helped them.
Right.
And they're really excited about the, they really feel good when they do those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just again, that community involvement. So again, this is going on Saturday, folks. If you missed any of our conversation here, we're going to podcast this and have it up on our website. But it is Saturday from 1 until 5 at Valley Lake. Ladies, anything you want to add before we wrap it up?
You know, we really want to do this also for the community, because the community has been so wonderful and supportive of us over the years.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. We just can't thank people enough for everything they've done for us.
Well, I tell you what, not many people can do the job that you guys do. So, you know, we as a community definitely appreciate you, and you're definitely special people. Thanks so much, Carla and Joanna, for coming in today and talking with us. Appreciate
it. Thank you, and we sure hope to see a lot of people on Saturday.
You are going to have a great day out there at Valley Lake. Hey, it's 9:45 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.